SAVE Act and its potential impact on voting rights. The Safeguard American Voter Eligibility, SAVE Act, is a proposed federal law that would require Americans to provide documentary proof of U.S. citizenship to register to vote and potentially, in a newer version, to present photo identification when casting a ballot. Originally introduced by Rep. Chip Roy and passed by the House in 2024 and 2025, the act has stalled in the Senate and would require a 3/5 majority, including Democratic support, to become law. President Donald Trump and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise have renewed efforts to advance a stricter version in 2026. Under the SAVE Act, acceptable proof of citizenship includes passports, real ID compliant driver's licenses, certain military IDs, certified birth certificates, naturalization certificates, and other official records. Applicants using a birth certificate must also show a government-issued photo ID. If the names on documents do not match, for example, due to marriage, voters would need to provide additional documentation. While the bill directs states to create a process to address such discrepancies, marriage certificates are not explicitly listed as acceptable proof, raising concerns that married women and others who have changed their names could face additional barriers. Research indicates that 34% of voting age women lack documents with their current legal name proving citizenship, and more than 9% of Americans lack easily accessible proof of citizenship documents. The SAVE Act would eliminate online and mail-in voter registration, requiring in-person registration with original documents and potentially creating difficulties for low-income, elderly, young, Hispanic, and disabled voters. Critics argue that the law could delay or block voter registrations, exacerbate administrative burdens for underfunded election systems, and risk disenfranchising millions without clear standards for sufficient evidence of citizenship. Supporters, including Roy and Trump, claim the measure is vital to protect election integrity and prevent non-citizen voting, although evidence shows non-citizen voting is exceedingly rare. Courts have repeatedly struck down state-level proof of citizenship laws, similar to the SAVE Act, for violating federal law or the 14th Amendment. Kansas 2011 law, which resulted in over 31,000 blocked registrations, was ruled unconstitutional. The SAVE Act attempts to amend federal law to permit such requirements, but its constitutionality remains uncertain. While social media rumors claiming the SAVE Act would outright prevent married women from voting are false, the law could impose additional hurdles for women and others with name change discrepancies, potentially complicating the registration process without explicitly disenfranchising them.